Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Thursday, April 30th, and we're here on a... it is a beautiful Thursday, Jen.
It is.
Not a bad one at all.
No.
And we're joined for the second day in a row by one of your good friends,
yep,
or best friends, which you have a lot of. You did mention yesterday you don't have any room for any more best friends.
I don't.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Like yeah. Taylor said, unless someone dies,
yeah,
then there's no slots.
It fills
no
the
slots.
Space. Yeah. No slots left.
Sorry, guys.
You're full.
So we have Lauren. Is it Leonelli?
Yes.
Okay. So I always say it right.
You
I thought I heard it said wrong or something. But or differently, rather.
You know, you did it.
Yeah. And so you've been on the show before. This
yes.
is what, your fourth time now or third time?
Third, I think. Third time's
think
a charm.
Time.
Is it third
yeah.
time? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're definitely part of the family now. So
aww.
We love when you come in. It's always fun. And Jen is in her element.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels... supported and everything,
that's
I suppose.
Right.
I'm speaking for her. Notice,
yeah,
I'm talking like she's not in the room.
She, I can see you guys are listening, but if you could see her face, you would know she is agreeing with her eyes with Sam. And if she didn't, she would be having a little talking with after the show is over. So she's pretending she's agreeing, or she's agreeing.
I'm agreeing.
Yeah. Yesterday we had your friend Taylor here. If anybody missed the show, you should check it out. It was fun.
She is a hoot and a holler, that Taylor, don't you think?
Yeah, she's fun.
She's so
she's a lot of fun. Yeah.
She is funny.
Yeah. And but you're funnier. And that's why you're here for the third time.
Oh, well, don't let Taylor hear that.
Hey.
Yeah. And we might as well announce you're going to be here for a few days.
That's right.
Starting next week,
mm-hmm,
while Jen is gone.
That's right. Filling in for the good old Jennifer Golden over here.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
I'm going to come
in. I'm excited. It's going to be cool, you know?
I'm excited, too.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And now that I feel like I know what I'm doing here and how it works. Look, Jen, you don't even need to talk right
now.
I
don't.
Just
exactly.
I'll just watch.
Oh, that's fine. You just watch.
She'll just be a spectator and stuff. And we'll just practice for when
great,
you're gone.
Yeah. Do it.
Shh, Jen. Shh. Yeah, no, I'm really excited to be here. And I am, well, today. And also for when you and I do it together.
Okay, awesome.
Taking your place, Jen.
Yeah,
enjoy
there you
it.
Go. Well, those are true friends. You
better
know?
Watch out.
Totally.
When you can fill in for your friend at work, man, there's nothing more like...
Fill in? Sam, I'm taking her job.
Okay. I figured there's a plan behind this, but...
Just kidding, Jen.
But I'm not privy
you, it's,
to it.
It's, if anyone's going to take it, I would be happy if it was you.
Yeah.
That you know what? I am kidding, but that's the truth. And
would
the
you feel
cover.
The same way if it was a man and somebody was trying to take him from you? Would you say you'd rather him go... To your best friend, or
yes,
if you had to deal with it,
yeah,
really,
yeah.
I'm a firm believer in the look. It's not going to feel good. Like if you like a guy or you had a relationship with a guy, and then he ends up with one of your friends, or in whatever stretch of the imagination that could be, whether it's just for one night or whether they end up getting married. Like nobody wants that. But I'm one of I believe in. I don't own, you don't own people. There's not a sense right. of ownership that you own over that person. And now I'm not going to say go seek out Jen's ex-boyfriend, but like, yeah. let's say, you know, my ex-boyfriend happens. And her were meant to be together. Like, who am I to say you can't do that? You're not allowed to do that. Would right. I like it? No, but I'm not going to tell you you can't do that.
Right. Except it's probably going to get in the way of the relationship.
It would affect things.
It's awkward. Yeah. And I would yeah. say it's probably got a lot of like growing pains to get through for the beginning part to like get used to something like that.
Right. But I mean, would you go along with it? Or
yeah,
would you
I wouldn't
just,
care.
You would.
I mean, I would care probably because... It would be weird,
yeah.
but I wouldn't care and like hold a grudge against somebody. I would want people to be happy.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I also don't think that that's like true for everybody. I do think that maybe we're at a point in our lives where like we value friendship and we also yeah. understand you cannot control somebody. People yeah. do what they want to do. They feel how they feel. And if two people happen to connect more than another two people,
right.
then why stop that?
Exactly. And you give them your blessing.
Right.
Yeah. And I think if it does happen, you know, like let's just say I were to fall in love with Jen's ex-boyfriend, which would never happen. happen.
No.
But
I don't wish him on anyone. Yeah. And definitely not a friend.
But I would come to her and be like, look, I don't know what to do. I have these strong feelings. And if the roles were reversed, I would, you know, again, I would have to accept that. Like, that's just...
Right.
You can't control people. And that's true. You know, I think it's weird when people are like, I went on one date with that guy. You can't go out with him. Ugh. I'm like, oh, please. I cannot deal with you.
No, no one's got time for that.
Wow, that's weird.
Don't you agree, Sam? Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
That's kind of creepy, man.
I agree.
I mean, you don't own that guy.
You don't
especially,
own people.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, look, you don't have to own people to feel a certain amount of obligation from them to you. But yeah, I mean, at the same time, you just don't. You know, you don't go out of your way to do things.
Oh, like, no, God. There's levels of respect and, like, you know, obviously manners and being polite.
I would never seek out someone's ex, but sometimes
it just happens.
Shiz happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
That's true. So, but don't worry, I'm not trying to steal your job.
Thank you.
Yeah. She's okay with it.
Not that I could.
Now she can go to Miami feeling that she's secure.
See, now
safe.
Don't you feel better now? You were so worried about all of this.
I was so worried.
Really?
I lost sleep at night.
When? Before we decided on Lauren
never.
Coming in?
Oh, never. Never lost sleep.
Sam, he really believed. I could tell in his
eyes. Yeah, I thought that. Yeah, I believed it.
I know.
Yeah, what can I say?
Sam, you know I don't worry about these things.
Yeah.
No. She worries about other little things, and sometimes I have to reel her in.
It's fine.
But that's fine. I worry about things, too.
I worry about attention to detail. The rest of the world can just go on.
It's that's good to true. Have attention to detail.
It's very important, I think. You know, people notice that when you have attention to details.
Yes, we talked about that the other day, about grammar, spelling, writing, emails.
Right. Things. But I think even the way you dress and all that, you know, I mean, you've got to really think these things out.
Yes.
You know? That's what I
think. I agree with the dressing thing. Like, I, right now, my schedule is a little different than it used to be, but I used to work a good job that was really long hours all the time. And so I would sometimes have a break in the middle of the day where I could work out. So I would go to work in the workout clothes because it was a kind of environment where that was okay to wear. I would do my job, take a break, work out, and then go the rest of the day from like 8 in the morning until 7 at night. And a lot of times I have friends here during a weekday because people go out during the week. Days here in LA because they work weekends at like bars or clubs, and they're like, come to the bar, we're all here. I'm like, I'm in workout clothes and sweaty, and they're like, it's fine, it's your friends. I'm like, first of all, this person would never go to a bar looking like what I'm wearing right now, which is workout clothes. But also, I feel like there's a level of respect for the establishment you're in. You don't want everyone else got showered and got ready and walked into the bar. Nobody else is in sweaty workout clothes. It's not a vanity thing. It's just like, that's not appropriate attire.
Right. Yeah. Right. And you want to look a certain way when you leave the house
for
and
sure.
everything. You know, I don't blame you. I mean, I can understand. I'm like that too. And I, you know, so I try to pay attention to things and stuff because, you know, it just, I guess that's my personality. You know?
It's good.
I'm like a perfectionist, you know, so everything's got to look just right.
Is your house like very neat and organized?
Oh, you'd be amazed. I mean, you wouldn't even, you know, when my maid comes, she's like, well, what exactly am I supposed to do here?
Sam and I sound like we could have a heyday together.
Yes. I'm telling you, my house is so organized.
Me too.
Because I've was raised not to throw my clothes on the floor. Many people do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, leaving the bed unmade in the morning and
can't
stuff like that. You know,
no, can't
yeah,
do that.
That would make me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I mean, I have like dark wood floors now. So even if there's like a white speck on there, I have to pick it up.
Me too.
You know?
Me too.
Yeah. So you're like that, huh?
Oh,
so you're like a perfectionist.
I mean,
yeah.
It's like
you open
my drawers up and like it's like a serial killer list.
Really?
Like everything's lined up.
Wow.
I like even, okay, this is not as, I'm not TMI, but I'm just, it's a good example. Like my underwear drawer, my underwear are folded and in they go in the spectrum,
like
of
spectrum
the,
of the colors.
Yes.
Wow.
Color spectrum.
Are you
red,
serious?
Orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, black.
Wow. From warm to cold, sort of. Wow.
All my clothes are like that too, but even my underwear.
Really? Well, that's going a little bit further.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's how I am.
Exactly. We all have our quirks and idiosyncrasies.
I actually have organizing questions for you.
Oh, like
can I ask them on air?
out. Yeah, because there's probably people listening who want some help organizing. Right. I can help you, Sam. You can probably interject. Jennifer, what would you like to know?
So I have drawers, obviously, you know, and they're a limited amount of drawer space. And, and I think drawers are great because you can hide things, and I don't like to look at things.
Yeah,
like,
but that's not for hiding. You need to...
Okay. No, 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 but hear me out.
Okay.
So, like, my purses, for instance, right now don't really have, like, the most organized home. They're, like, sort of different places that they are. I would like to clear out my jeans from my drawer.
Oh, yeah, no, no jeans in the drawer.
Hey, but we're talking space now. So I would like to move my jeans from my drawer, put my purses in that drawer, and then I would like to put my jeans in one of those things that hang in your closet that, like, has, like, cubbies.
I know what you're talking about.
It's like a hanging closet organization system. Right. So I would like to move my jeans to be folded and there, and I would like to put all my purses into that one drawer that, you know, is in my vanity area that's, like, right in front of that chair. So because it's not easy to get to.
Right.
So I'd like to do that. Well, what do you
first
think
of
about
all,
that?
I agree. If jeans are something you wear every day, all the time, they should be stacked, not folded in a drawer, stacked so you
really
can see them.
Not hung? Because mine
you can
are
hang
hanging.
Them. If
yeah.
you have hanging space, go for it. But a lot of people don't have the hanging space.
Yeah,
so
I see.
So I think
okay.
hanging is great, but I think they need to be visible, and I think they need to be folded, like, in half. So I think that the jeans accessible and visually out. Mine are stacked on top of a shelf in my closet. They're just stacked on top.
Oh.
So I can pull them out and then fold them back in. So, yes, one of those drawers hanging will be great.
Yes.
And then also I feel like, and this is a great picture of one of them. She just showed me on Amazon. She's already on it. And then I think your purses, your clutches and purses, you change them out every so often. So put them somewhere where it's less accessible and you can kind of hide it in a drawer somewhere. And I think the space, folding pants in a drawer is a really bad waste of space.
I think so.
You can't see them because you're stacking them up unless you...
Oh, I see. That's right. So you can't see them. You have to go for the top one.
I feel like then if you have a bunch of things that you're going to put in a drawer, like t-shirts, that can be a waste of space too. But the trick with that is to roll them. So they're like not they're not being stacked vertically. They're being stacked horizontally, if that makes any sense, and rolled, and then you can see all the colors and what they are. Jeans, it's hard to do that with because it's thicker material.
Right, and it's hard to tell. So that's my plan.
I like what you're doing, and I think that's going to work.
Thanks.
And you should have, you don't have like shelves or something?
No.
Because, because I stack my t-shirts and stuff on shelves, so then I can see everything.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't have a
shelf? Well, I do, but I have all my shoes up there, and I have like all...
Yeah, but see, I feel like shoes should go on the floor.
I don't have But then it would be
I'll
all over the floor.
No.
Well, get a rack or something.
I have two, and there's already shoes on them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But I put
I have my boots up there.
I put my everyday shoes on, like, a rack, like shoes and boots and tennis shoes and sandals, and then I put my heels in shoe boxes and stack them because you should use the floor space up to your hanging space because it's unusable space.
Well, I have double stacked shoe things.
Trust me, I could fix it.
Okay.
Wow. So now we
see?
Took care of that.
And then you'll have jean space on top of the shelves, and then you can, it's like a whole new thing.
There you go. So is this something that you learned or just taught yourself?
I think that it's self-taught plus neuroses equals queen organizational
being meticulous and everything.
It's like, I have I'm like you. I think naturally I just want things organized. You know why I think it is? I'm going to dive deep into my psyche right now. I think my brain is always like, going 100 miles an hour, like with like thinking about this and what if this happens and like kind of anxious, like wound tight. So I feel like if everything on the outside is like pretty and neat, then it's not too chaotic everywhere.
You see, that's very insightful. I think it's the same thing. I actually agree with you. I think it's also because, you feel sort of like chaos in your mind. You figure at least my environment should be organized and stuff because it's going to make me even more crazy.
Exactly. Like something I need to have, or it's like a control. I'm not a controlling person, but it's like a control thing. Like, well, I can make that. You know, people say, well, just don't. I'm so stressed out right now. And people go, oh, just don't worry about it. It's like, no, I can't. Okay, I'm just going to, you know what? Don't worry about that thing that's been stressing me out for a week. Okay, shut off. That's not how it works. So you have more control over your outward environment, I think. Like, well, I can fold these jeans and make them look real good.
That's true.
And they're like in their place. And do you, Sam, do you feel like I won't buy stuff if I don't have room for it? Like,
well, I don't have room problems, so, or space problems. Yeah, I don't have space problems.
I'm pretty good with space because I make things organized and everything has a spot. But if, like, my mom, sometimes she'll, like, come over, she's in the Bay Area, and she'll come with, like, bulk things.
Right.
And I I'm like, I can't fit all those paper towels where the paper towels go.
Right.
If they bleed into another drawer where the paper towels aren't supposed to be, uh-huh. now you're freaking me out.
Yeah, now
so
you go
crazy. So
give
those four paper towel rolls away
right.
because they don't fit.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me really mad.
I know. Well, that's fine.
It's no rusty, everybody.
Is your car clean and organized, too?
Totes.
You see? And many women do not have a clean car. They have, like, junk and garbage
oh, no,
all over the
it.
Place, you
can't
know?
Can't do it.
And that's a turnoff for me.
Sam, if you look in your garbage can when we're done, there's one little piece of paper that I had in my car. I could have left it in there. I brought it all the way up into this room and threw it in your trash.
So you don't have to look at it,
don't want it in my car.
Wow. Wow.
It's real. That was real, folks. That really happened to me.
Wow.
And that is how I roll.
Yesterday, though, you didn't have paper towels when we needed them to clean up my mess.
I had a little bit of a spill in my car, and it was just sparkling water, so it's not anything bad. And I didn't have I usually have some napkins in my I can't think my brain what's it called glove compartment box
I was gonna call it a cupboard
glove compartment box I didn't have any I was unprepared but they would have if I did have some they would have been right there
right
in the spot that they should be in and not just like crumbled in some weird like side panel and that I can't do that there's not no I don't have stuff in my your car is probably neat and right
very I mean I've got absolutely nothing visible in my car
me either
you know
car charger for my phone that's it that's the only thing you can see
not me I have a yoga mat that rides with me every
always.
Single day it's my passenger I should actually ride in the carpool lane
I mean literally it's always there and I have to move it
it's always
I am seeing this guy every now and then and every time I get into his car he has to like hold on he has to clear his front seat out
Oh, that I hate. Okay, first of all, my yoga mat is movable, and it's like kind of leaning. It's not like taking that much space.
And he can put it in the trunk, too, right?
There is always stuff in this one person's car I can't deal.
That's true. Here, look, now you can do Periscope if you
want. Oh, I'll Periscope you.
Yeah.
Okay, here we
go. Wait, also, I would like to make an announcement on behalf of Uber that I got an email today. They are doing donations this weekend. They will come and pick up whatever you want to donate and bring to Goodwill for you.
Really?
Ooh.
So you have to summon it on the Uber app. Right. It'll say like Uber donations or something like that. And you just have it come and it will pick up your bags.
Right.
Now, I don't know how legitimate they like count the items in your bags to give you the estimate for donations. Like, you know, when you give it to your tax person.
Oh.
But like if you go to the Jewish Federation or somewhere like that, they will actually say this is valued at this and you donated X amount of dollars worth of stuff where it's more accurate.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Goodwill system isn't so great. But if you don't want to do it yourself and you have tons of things to donate, it is time to not spring clean, summer clean, and get that stuff out of your house. And they will pick it up for you.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually checking into Uber to be like a driver or something.
Oh, look at you, Sam.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking, what the hell, you know?
Why not?
And just because I realized they make a lot of money,
they
right?
They do. They do. Especially
I mean, like a trip to the airport is like $80.
Hang out by LAX. That's what a lot of my Uber drivers say they do.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you're up really late. So it would be great for you on the weekends. And you'd meet cool people. You'd probably meet some younger ladies since you've wanted
Sam.
To meet them.
That's true.
But
what
don't
an
be
opportunity.
Creepy.
Wait, Sam
subtly hit on them.
How
don't.
Can I be creepy? I never hit on anybody.
Sam's
Come
not
on.
Creepy.
I'm just saying.
No, I don't hit on anybody, really.
Wait, Sam, you're up late? Why are you up late?
I'm always up late. I went to bed at 4 last night or this morning.
And then
morning,
he's tired.
Yeah, I don't
is
know.
Is it because
I,
your brain's going a million
my
miles
My brain
now?
Is going.
I get it.
But not only that. I mean, I get like tired at about 12:30, and then I go, you know what? I feel like... some popcorn or something, right? Now, that's going to keep me awake for a while because you don't go to sleep right after you eat.
No.
So while I'm eating that, I'm watching a part of a movie or something. And then that wakes me up. And then I decide, you know what? I'll have some coffee.
Sam,
and all that
Sam,
stuff.
Why would you have coffee
These
at like
choices,
1 in the
Sam.
Morning?
Well, because it feels good.
Okay.
No,
but that's not.
That.
Look, the thing
I
is.
I take melatonin and go to sleep. You drink coffee.
All I'm saying is, even when I'm tired, I don't go to sleep early. I think I conditioned myself. Mm-hmm, so
you probably did.
I get a lot of work done at night.
I do too, actually.
Yeah.
Me, that's kind of how I work too.
Not me. My brain shuts down at like 10.
Well,
I can't like really process and like get good stuff out of it.
Right.
So. By that point, I'm kind of just useless. I might as well drink.
Right.
I don't know.
But you see, I often take naps in the afternoon to sort of make up for it. So count another 2 hours or something. That helps me go for the rest of the day pretty much.
What happens to you when you travel, when you're like in another country? Then you're real screwed.
Why?
Because you're on a different time zone.
Because you're on a whole different time zone.
But, oh, yeah. I mean, I like the jet lag. I like that. I like being awake in the middle of the night when nobody else
is. Do you know? When it's like when you flip the script and you're like somewhere where you're now suddenly sleeping, does it ever work in your favor where you're sleeping like normal hours? Because it's like
traveling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
Where's the last place you traveled, Sam?
God, it's been a long time.
Sam needs a vacation.
Right? Yeah. Jen knows that I need a vacation.
It's true.
Where did you go last?
Last time I went just to Israel to visit my family. So that's not really a trip, you know?
Yeah, it is.
It's not for me.
Oh.
Because it's not like going
sightseeing. Like a vacation, you mean.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like
sightseeing. Were you born there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I grew up there till I was 16. Mm. And then my parents sent me here on my own, and I stayed with some family for a while.
Wow, look at you.
But yeah, I was an early bloomer, not by choice.
Well.
But, you know.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah. But I'm not regretting that at all. You know, I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah.
That's where I want to be.
Sam, where's the most exotic place you've ever been?
Oh, wow. Exotic places. I lived in South Africa for a year.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you know that, Jen?
I did. Did you do a safari? You probably did.
I never did the safari.
Oh, gosh.
Never did the safari.
Wow.
But I did do some trips to Cape Town, and we did see animals on the side of the road.
Did you feel safe when you were there? When was this?
No, not really.
Okay.
When was this?
This was actually, if I count it, wow, almost 20 years ago.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Well, it was much different than now.
It seems like yesterday. Yeah.
Wasn't that during like apartheid?
No, after apartheid.
I think it was after,
But that's right after, and it was very violent.
I'm sure.
Although I don't think it's any better now.
Oh, really?
So many people have moved away. Yeah, I had a lot of friends. They're now in Canada and Australia.
So you wouldn't that a destination?
Well, it depends where you go, and you have to be careful.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's a lot of crime, a lot of violence there, and you know the thing is, when I lived there, my kids were back here. I didn't really have family, so I didn't it didn't really matter to me that it was dangerous or whatever. You know, I just enjoyed living there. It's a beautiful country.
Right. I would love to go.
And
one
the
day.
People are amazing too. They really are.
Good food.
Yeah. Food. Yeah, you get food from all over the world. So
yeah,
it's pretty good. Yeah.
So that's the most exotic place you've ever been.
Well, let me see. I'm trying to remember.
You've been to Hawaii.
I've been to Hawaii. I've also been to the Caribbean.
Oh, that's... Yeah. Okay.
So
it's funny how people say the word Caribbean.
Or Caribbean.
Yeah.
Caribbean
it's like
or Caribbean.
Florida.
Yeah.
Caribbean
or Caribbean, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
It depends on how you say it, but you definitely don't say Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
You say
Pirates of the Caribbean. Right.
There's only one way to say that.
Right.
I think it's also like where you're from.
Right. But most people say Caribbean cruise, I think.
They do.
Right?
That's right, too. That's that's another one where you only say it one way.
Right.
But then when you're just talking about the place, it's like tomato, tomato.
Right.
Although, who says tomato?
Exactly.
I hate that comparison.
I know.
British
nobody
people.
Says to, oh, okay, potato, but, too. Yeah.
And potato? Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, who says that?
Who says that? That's the dumbest. Like, it should be pajama or something, because that's a real one where people say.
Pajama party.
Right. But you're right. British people do say tomato sometimes.
Okay, but that's because they have an accent.
They also say Zed.
Yeah, they do. They say a lot of things like we don't.
Arse.
And that's the book I'm reading now on grammar and stuff. It's an amazing, entertaining book.
Why is it? That doesn't sound entertaining. Sam.
Well, we were talking about this. We like grammar.
Yeah,
you know,
we do.
So I don't know how your relationship with grammar is, but I love it. So to hear, to be able to read of like origins of things, of idioms and like where things came from and
stuff.
Well,
you also speak two languages or more.
Right.
Right? Just
two? I know a little bit of French.
Okay.
I can understand it. I can't speak very well, but
I
can say, but of course.
Yeah.
You know? Well, yeah. But
that sounds French.
I think if you speak, it does sound French. If you speak a different language, too, I think, than grammar and things like the origin of words and how. I took an anthropology class in college, and they talked about that, and it was very interesting to me. But I think if you speak multiple languages, it becomes more interesting.
You're
too.
Right, because you're aware of it all
and
the time.
And you're constantly translating, probably.
Right, yeah. Still, I do. After 40 years, I still translate in my mind sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, because
I guess you learn new words every day too, you know. So,
well, you read a lot, so you must know lots of words.
I have a good relationship with grammar. My problem is with the iPhone is that I go real fast,
right.
And so I'll start typing, and like I would say 15 to 10% of the time, it's like me, not maybe more like 10% of the time, like it's a grammatical error, like I misspelled a word or whatever. But 90% of the time, it's autocorrect.
Right.
And my problem is that I don't read it before. I just,
right.
I'm like in a rush and I hit send and then I'm like, oh, mother.
Right.
That was, so I did not say that word is not, I know that difference between your and you are.
Right.
Like,
right.
I just was going fast and that's my problem.
But that's cool. But you can turn off the autocorrect, right?
I feel like I should, because it's just so annoying. It never does the right thing. It's always wrong. It always does the wrong thing.
Like,
well, it depends, though. But on the iPhone 6, though, on the iOS 8, it actually guesses the words. Not,
it does.
It does.
It guesses what you want to say. Like, I've written something or read somebody saying something, and then it gives me the option to write LOL or, like, a winky face.
Right.
Because it knows that that's probably going to be my response to that.
Exactly.
Because they made a joke.
You,
the fact of the matter is, it's like reading what you're writing and it's interpreting it.
It
is kind of cool, but also at the same time, when you are autocorrecting words like "ha" and "yeah," which aren't real words, and then it reverses it, like,
yeah,
I wrote last night to Lauren, "ha," no, but what I or oh something was like,
I don't remember.
Oh, perf, yeah, and it came out as perf. Ha. I wasn't laughing at what she had said, so I was like, no, yeah, not that. And then it kept saying no instead of not, and I was like, you get what I'm saying, and I'm over
and
it.
And sometimes you're trying so hard to let that person know, oh, that's not what I said, so you go to retype it, and you hit send right away, and then as you're hitting send, because you're writing no instead of ha, it switches on the send, and you're like,
yeah. So 17 texts later, and you've like bombarded the person's phone, correcting yourself with the corrections. It's like, okay, I give up. You know what I mean?
I feel like I should turn off autocorrect. I think that's a good idea, Sam.
Right, yeah. That's one thing about texting. Another one that a sin that I committed is sending it or writing a text, and then as I'm sending it, I'm looking up on top to see who I'm sending it to.
Oh, shit,
and
yes.
It's going to the wrong one.
That is
like number one fail.
Right?
Sam.
It
Sam.
Really is. One time it happened to me.
Was it
I
like,
was texting with two women at the same time.
Did you say something bad to one
yeah,
of them?
Yeah, yeah. Because with one I was a little more, we progressed a little more than with the other one.
Did you send
but
one?
But she just
like
left it out. She left it off, you know, I just said whatever.
Oh my God!
Did you tell her that you sent it to the wrong person, or you just played
it
off?
No, I said, you know, obviously. No, I said obviously this was not meant for you.
Well, then she knows you're talking to another girl,
right?
Well, what's he gonna do at that point? Well, she's gonna figure it out anyway.
Yeah, but nothing ever came out of it anyway. You know, but yeah, maybe because of that.
That's the worst. I would die.
I would too.
Yeah,
I would too. But that's why it's important to not text two people at the same time. Sometimes I'm texting three people at the same time, and it's crazy.
Damn.
So, and if you do, you got to pay attention three,
you have to
four
pay
times.
Attention.
You got to.
You have to.
To the person you're texting. You
or
know?
like when someone's on an email and there's like a, you know, someone CC'd or whatever
right.
on it. I did that one time, and actually, thank God it worked in my favor. It wasn't a bad what I said, but there was this guy that was having, our friend Steve was having his 40th birthday party. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
There's no way he's listening right now. God,
no.
I hope not. And he... I thought he was cute. I was like, oh, yeah, let's go. This is Steve's party. Let's make ourselves look cute. He sent me an email saying, you should come. Here are the directions or whatever, the info. And so I replied all on accident.
Mm.
And I wrote, Jen. And a good thing I didn't say, like, yay. Oh, my God, he's so cute. I want to make out or something. I didn't say any of that. But I said, like, Jen, we should go. And then I think I only actually replied to him. I think I meant to reply to you or I don't know what. But anyway, the email just got sent to him. And he was like, yeah, you should come or something. And I was like, oh, haha, sorry, I thought I was sending it to Jen, who he knows. Thank God I didn't say something bad. But that was one of those moments where I was like, this could have been disastrous.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have been so embarrassed.
I know.
Thank God. But I would do something like that, though.
Yeah. It's crazy to write these things in text anyway, though, you know? I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like the sexy things?
Yeah, like sexting and stuff.
Yeah, that can get tricky.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you gotta... I think like the first time it's like, what am I doing? And then you know, then you're like, okay, this is easier than I thought. You gotta like get into it. I don't do it that often, but
yeah,
just make sure you send it to the right person.
Speaking of sexting, Sam, well, it's kind of going on the boyfriend. So last time I was in here, you told Jen and I that you gave us a tip that we were going to use.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
We didn't use it yet, but you said when you're at a bar with like a girlfriend or more than one, go to the bathroom by yourself. So there's like a second where you're both by yourself, and then it's easier for a guy to approach
right.
the women. So we were going to do this one night. but we were all walking. You know what? I wonder if they said hi to me because I was walking in front of you, and it was almost like I was by myself.
Oh, I actually did tell Sam about that. He asked if we tried it out, and I was like, we didn't have to.
Yeah, so this one night, we were at this... She already talked about it with you, but...
Not in detail.
We were at the same bar that we always go to, and we were going to do it that night. We met, and we're like, let's do what Sam said. Like, it was like a plan.
We really talked about it.
So we got a drink at this one bar, and we walked around the restaurant to the other side where there's another bar. And I was kind of in front of Jen and her two friends, and was stopped by these two guys. And one of them said hi to me. And I was just like, hi, and would have kept going. But then as I realized when I looked at him, I was like, this guy is incredibly good looking. And he just said hi. Like, he approached. But I think maybe, I wonder if it was, I'm questioning now if it happened because I looked like I was kind of by myself.
Right.
They were behind me. Okay. Ended up talking to him, having a great time. And then we had like the greatest 2 days ever, and he never called me back, Sam.
Oh, wow. So just from high, huh?
Yeah, just from high.
Wow, you see? It works.
Yeah.
It works.
It works.
So well, it's okay to walk up to a woman and at least say hi, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, you could say hi and she could keep walking, or she could stop.
Exactly. And I stopped. Maybe I shouldn't have.
Why are guys like that?
I don't know.
I mean, did he get what he wanted out of you?
Oh.
Oh, okay. She's not answering. Then he did.
Wait, Sam.
Yeah.
It's fine, Sam. I'm not offended by that question.
No. Saying, I mean, look, you don't have to answer. I mean, I didn't mean
normally,
to put you in
a... No, you're not at all. Yeah. Normally, I am not a girl who feels comfortable maybe moving at the speed that I chose to move with this in particular person.
Right.
But I did because it felt like a really like great connection, and also... it wasn't like one-sided.
It wasn't right.
Like
it was
really into him. He was actually, I think, saying and doing things that felt like he was maybe expressing being more into it than even I was. Mm. And then nothing. Then radio silence.
Really?
What's that about?
Nothing. And I mean, did you text to him? Or?
Yes, a week ago.
And he doesn't.
And it was like my friend was having an event, and I said, "Let's go. Would you like to come if you're free?" He's working on a TV show, so he was busy, which I get. I'm like, "Okay, cool." Well, when he's not busy, he'll text me. Then he said, "You know, have a good time, whatever." And then I never heard. It's been over a week. I haven't heard.
Once. So he just didn't reply.
He replied like, "I can't come. I have to like shoot my show early in the morning, but have a good time." And I said, "Okay, yeah, good luck on your show." He said, "Thank you so much." And then that was it.
That was it.
I've not heard from him.
Have you tried before?
No, I haven't tried since then. No.
So you figured you're not going to be the one making the connection all the time, right?
No, I mean,
you're right. If he was interested, he would write to you.
He would write. Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah.
So now I'm not watching that certain TV show that's on tonight.
Okay.
I'll watch and I will let you know what happens.
But in all fairness, I have...
Don't feel down. I mean, the thing is that he obviously was going for one thing only.
Yeah.
And you're at a point in your life where you want more than that. Mm-hmm. So maybe...
But why act accordingly
and don't follow their lead when they want to get intimate quickly.
I don't know that that's the case. But.
It might. Okay, Sam, I think, yes, that's a good place to go because
that's a good rule of thumb.
But this in particular person, like, it didn't seem like that's what he was doing. Like,
right.
Right,
like, but it doesn't have to seem.
Here's
like
what
that.
I think.
But then, so what? You tricked like me. Like you're gonna real go.
No,
it's go
not
that.
Tricked you. But he used a different approach. I mean, he just used
that's
like.
Excuse my French. Look, that is fucked up.
No, but let me tell you something. Okay, any man at any moment of the day is willing to have sex.
Obviously.
Okay, but not everybody's gonna go and make it obvious. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, this is that when you meet a woman, the first thing you want to do is have sex with her. An attractive woman that you're attracted to.
Right.
So the thing is that, but so, I mean, and many women are into that as well, you know, but if you're looking for something else, obviously you don't want to let him sample your personality first and your character before he gets to judge you in bed or whatever.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But that's what you've got to put out there. Is that, you know, you're not looking for that.
Yeah.
But I think maybe there was the attraction on your part, and you figured there's nothing wrong with it. Let's just flow with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just showing you
that's maybe why,
you know, maybe he wasn't going to stay with you even if he had, let's say you guys were dating for a month or two, and only then you got intimate or whatever. maybe then he would have left too.
Yeah, it could have just been that end goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
End
game. I will say this, being part of this situation, because I was an onlooker of the whole thing.
Right.
I don't think that it is as cut and dry as, like, just a guy that wanted sex or whatever he wanted in his life, and then he got, you know, whatever. I don't think that was this case. I think he happens to be somebody that may overanalyze things himself and might be somebody that is, you know, a sensitive person or analytical or whatever, even insecure. I don't know what he is, but he is somebody that asked questions like how are you today? And like, he freaked out. It seemed like.
Yeah, he did, like, send a message to me saying, like, you seemed a little, this morning. Are you all right? Like, if some guy is just worried about
getting one thing,
then I don't know that. Why would you even, why would you even waste your time faking all that? And then I have girls that are like, well, he's an actor, so that's what actors do. I'm like, please don't. That is the biggest cliched statement you could ever say to me right now. Just because he didn't, so now you're saying this whole thing was an act, like he's studying some character. Come on, stop it. That's right. Just stupid.
I think in this particular situation, he possibly overanalyzed and went somewhere inside his brain and decided that it wasn't worth the effort or stress on him for whatever he could handle at the time. And that is probably what happened, maybe.
Yeah, either that, or, I mean, it's possible that he realized, maybe we're not compatible, maybe it's not a good match
or something.
Or maybe
this is too much too soon or something.
Yeah, or some, whatever. But the thing is, so it's not necessarily you know what I'm saying?
No,
so you
don't definitely not.
Yeah.
I just don't like feeling, I'm not saying this happened, I don't like the feeling that you, like, tricked me into doing something that I thought I felt comfortable doing only because you were putting this thing out there that made me feel comfortable. I'm not saying you're responsible for the decisions I make. I'm just saying that it's a two-way street, and there was vibes that you were putting out and vibes that I were putting out, and it felt a little more like a safe risk than not.
What was he putting out?
Just, like, very affectionate, very,
he was, like, publicly showing that he actually cared about her.
Right,
and, like,
and I think you saw what you wanted to see, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, I don't think she did.
No?
No, because I saw it.
And you weren't even with us.
And right.
I mean, Sam, if I showed you pictures that I sent pictures to my friend that, like, moved out of the state for a while. I'm like, look at this guy. Look at these cute pictures. And she's like, this looks like an engagement photo montage. Like, you guys are in love with
Whoa.
Each other.
Yeah.
And he was, it's like kind of thing, Sam, where, like, we would go out and he would not be able to have, like, his hand on my leg, rubbing my back, holding my hand. And not in, like, a cheesy, aggressive way.
No, it was very natural.
Very natural, like, we want to be next to each other. Like, it was very comfortable, very fast. I think everyone's kind of right. I think that also, getting the ultimate goal is maybe he did get that quicker than I would have normally done. I don't know about him, his standards. And then maybe, he did freak out a little, and maybe who knows, whatever. And also he's younger than I am. But.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. Then you were both invested in this to a certain extent, why wouldn't you feel comfortable at least to ask him
I thought about that.
Why the hell he's not getting back to you?
I thought about it.
Just tell him, look, if you lost interest, that's fine. But please, at least what you can do is tell me why or what's, what's going on so I can move on. You know.
Okay.
And because I think
it's not out of the realm.
I think
no,
it's
I'm
unfair.
Not opposed to that.
I think it's unfair to leave someone.
That's what I'm saying.
Not knowing. Yeah. Why are you disconnected?
Right. And, like, we shared things about how we work with each other. And I told him that this is not something that I normally do. And I know girls probably say that all the time, so they don't look like they're sluts. I was being honest, but I know that people might take that saying with a grain of salt. But he knew that. And if he chose to believe me, then he knew that this is me stepping out of my comfort zone.
Right.
And so then that's also kind of like, again, that's kind of effed. Like, don't
Maybe
trick me
care,
into thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't trick me into thinking this is going to be okay. Knowing that that this is not what I normally do. And then don't call. Like, don't be that dude. That's just mean. And he didn't come off to me like a not genuine player. Like, he did. And you can be tricked sometimes. So he really did not come off to me like that.
No, I did not get that feeling from him at all. That's why I think that there's more to his story. I do think that it is totally fine for you to say something to him, because this point, why the hell not?
I might.
You have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know that I'd say, like, in a week, like, say, like, where did you go? You dropped off. Like, maybe, like, in a second week, like, after, like, 2 weeks, be like, hey, like, I know that we had a lot of fun. Like, what do you want to hang out again, or did you like lose interest? Like, I'm not really sure what sort of went on after
that. Well, he obviously lost interest. I mean, you know,
I don't think he lost
interest,
though. That's the thing. I don't think it had anything to do with his interest in her. I think it had to do with where he was in his own brain.
Right, and that's what I mean,
though. For whatever reason, right.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But I got to tell you this, at the risk of making men look bad, and because we already look bad, the thing is,
calling him out on
it, I'm telling you, a man will say anything to get sex. And we'll do anything.
All right. Okay, and I think that is a fine rule of thumb.
Again, it's
I don't
not
think
everybody.
Everybody's cut from the same cloth, or at this time when you meet them, that's what they want.
Not everybody, but that's the male instinct, at least.
Totally.
Okay, that's what people want most.
Totally.
And
I think that's why girls are a little more protective about it than men are. That's why there's a societal myth that when a guy has sex with a bunch of chicks, he's a pimp, and when a girl does it, she's a slut.
But exactly.
There's reasons why this all comes into play. Right. I do think that you're right. I'm hoping that this isn't the case, but it's starting to look like it is.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like Jen said, it's...
Listen, and you know me. Right. I usually, like, shoot from the hip, so I will say what I see.
I know. I'm surprised you're saying what you're saying.
Because
right now.
I also, in this, to what you said, that you explained yourself to him and you said, I don't normally do this. I don't typically do this. This is not out of my comfort zone. I think that he, being the person he is obviously living in his own world and is very selfish right now. So he is thinking about what he is comfortable with. He is not at all concerned with you.
Right.
And so how this makes you feel. And that is, I think, the problem. Because somebody might be a decent human, but they're so wrapped up in their own shit that they're not going to then go through the motions of what you should do as a respectable human being.
Exactly.
Dealing with another human being. So I think you treat people how you are able to treat them at that time. And sometimes you can't think about their feelings.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, come to think of it, I don't think you should actually text him, ask him why. Because he's not going to tell you the truth anyway. Mm-hmm. What if he met another girl in the meantime? You know, it could have been
that. I don't think it happened that quick.
Well, you don't know.
Could have.
You don't know. If you met a girl within a day or two after
he was with her. I mean, if it happened like the way it happened with him and I in 2 days, then it could happen with
him. Yeah, it could.
You know? And that's what I'm saying. And he would never tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to tell you, I'm not attracted to you. He's not going to say anything. That's what I'm saying. No, he's not. I'm not saying that was the thing.
Listen,
by... besides, it's, I'm sorry, Jen, but this is his big loss, okay? Because, I mean, I already know you a little bit. You know, but not obviously as much as the people that know you, but I can see you're a very decent woman, you know, and stuff.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, no, really. So the thing is that you have to.
You have to look at it like that.
Yeah, and don't look at yourself as less than that because it's somebody else's opinion. And I know, as tempting as it is, we can't let others define who we are.
I know, you're right. And I did, I did, especially after talking to you about it a little, Jen, I do feel like I had to tell myself, look, it's not necessarily like it feels like I lost something. Like, what's wrong with me? Why didn't you pick me? But it's like, well, what if someone else is trying to tell me not to pick this dude? Like, what if this is, you know, I have to pay attention to my needs and wants and what was right for me. And maybe he's not, I'm the other part of the equation. It's not just that I'm losing out and that I'm, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you do have to try and look at it that way. It's just hard when you feel like it's someone else's choice.
Right. When you say, and women, we will analyze something. When something happens like this, when somebody just disappears, you're like, what the hell happened? It almost makes us like care more for no reason. It's like the
just
it's
to figure out the
feelings.
Answer. Totally. You're right. You're 100% right.
But I think men are like that too, because.
Do they feel like that?
Yeah.
They just
you're
go
curious,
out and meet another girl.
No, not necessarily. I mean, it depends also what kind of connection you're looking for.
Yeah. That's
you know,
true.
But I mean,
usually men are looking for a sexual connection, though. Back that up. That's what I'm saying. So it only goes so deep sometimes.
Listen, and I have this guy, this one guy that keeps on coming back for more, and I don't understand what it is. And like, maybe he's that guy that's sitting there analyzing what went wrong.
I think he is.
But also, I've told him what went wrong.
Right.
I have said, when we first started seeing each other, we went on possibly 3 dates. And by the way, when I say date, I mean it loosely. You cannot call someone dating when you hang out with them at home. A
you
date is
out.
An effort and putting clothes on, making a plan and getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A date is not,
and it works, everyone, men. It
like,
works.
Like going on dates.
So date is not like calling you, telling you to come over.
No, that's not a date. That's a lazy sack of shit.
I agree. And I have someone in my life that does that all the time. And it's like, can't tell you how many times I've said, just take me out. It's not that hard.
Right.
Not
but
that
you
hard.
See, they want the sex. They don't want to go through all
or
the
they're lazy as shit.
And I think lazy is
so
what I'm dealing with.
What I dealt with. He was lazy 3 separate times. And I was like, okay, you know what? I have a choice. I can either hang out with this guy again and continue to have him be lazy, or, you know, I, me being the person I am, I said, okay, well, why don't you make a plan? He did not respond well to that. He was like, no, it's your turn. I'm like, we have hung out 3 times. I barely know you. If you want to make, like, any impact on my life at all and impress me,
let's go out and have fun.
Like, make a plan. He did not want to do that. So I was like, okay, it ends here. Thank you. It's been real. Wow. So then comes back 2 months.
What's wrong with this guy?
2 months later. Text me as though it was fine. Hey, you want to grab a drink this weekend? I'm sorry. 2 months have gone by. That means I have lost interest in you. I have moved on with my life, and I have closed that
door. Out of sight, out of mind. And also, it's not about, and just to interject for a second as a woman and to dispel this thing that people are probably thinking or maybe thinking. It's not like we're like, take me out and spend money on me. It's not that. It's right. Like, it's about, let's go out and have fun. We have all of our lives to sit home and watch movies together. Like, A, we're not even at that level yet. And B, we're young and fun and single, or seeing if we're not going to be single. Let's go out and like explore the city we live in. We live in a great city. Take me here for free. I don't care.
Just, there are plenty of free things to do in the city.
It's not about like,
it's effort.
Yeah.
It's like, do I want to actually invest time and effort in this person? And I want to like enjoy an activity together, get to know that person.
What's more fun? Yeah. I mean, yeah, sitting home can be great, but like, what's more fun? To go out and go like see jazz at LACMA, like we're going to do on Friday, or to go sit home and watch TV?
Well, they don't plan on sitting home and watching TV. Well, they want to have sex.
Well, this is why you'll get me to have sex with you is show me what a fun time you have with me and get buy me a glass of wine or two. That's not going to happen on my couch.
But it sounds like they want sex right away, and they don't want to go through all that work.
No, I don't know. Some people are just lazy, and in their time in their life, I don't know what they think is appropriate. But if you actually want a girl to stick around and like care about you, which is a great thing to have,
sweep us off our feet. Yeah. Have fun with us,
and you don't have to spend all the money in the world. You don't.
No, it's not about that.
Yeah, there are a million. There's those outdoor movie screening things. There's concerts by the pier in Santa Monica. There are like plenty of things to do. You could go for a hike. You could go to yoga together. You could do a million different things that don't cost that much money.
That's true, but you also want someone, you know, who's a little well off, you know. I mean, you don't want to meet
that's
someone
ideal.
Who's poor and stuff, you know.
Well, yeah, because I can take care of myself. I expect you to do the same.
Exactly. Right. You know, I mean, if he doesn't have money to take you to dinner, you have to think twice about that.
Fine, but there's like less expensive dinners than other dinners.
Yeah.
Totally.
Exactly. You don't have to be
super
rich.
But yes, you want someone to be able to take care of themselves and possibly somebody else.
Right. Yeah.
Just like I could. I could pay for a dinner, too, if I wanted to. Yeah. You know,
but what we're saying is we're dispelling the myth that that's all we want. Women don't need that to like you.
Yeah,
no,
we like you if you actually like us.
Right.
Yeah. And
well, that's because you're normal, down to earth. But a lot of women are not like that.
Right. That's true.
They give us a bad name, just like bad guys give.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly. You know, but that's the thing is that guys may want sex, but I think once they get it, if they're truly interested in a relationship, they'll stick around.
Yeah, well,
you know, it's the guys that don't stick around after you have sex, they never planned on being with you in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because I can tell you that when I met my my second wife, you know, we went to bed after the second date, but we stayed together for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like I wasn't just looking for that. But at the same time, you feel like, hey, we're not kids anymore. You know, if there's the attraction, let's just do it.
Exactly.
Let's not overanalyze it. And
I mean, there's a lot of research that says, like, let's say you meet a guy that isn't necessarily ready for a relationship, that if you do hold out, he does get invested in you as a person as he gets to know you. So then he won't necessarily hurt you down the line because he will have that, like, already founded respect for you, which is why they say, like, it's great to, like, date friends because they already care about you as a human.
Right.
But obviously, that's not the case for everybody and doesn't always happen like that.
And it's not that black and white.
Right.
But yes, of course, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Like Steve Harvey, my spirit animal, says 90 days. Like, when you start a job.
Come on, please.
Listen, I'm not necessarily going to do that.
Sorry.
And there is no world that I've done that in. But the point he makes is a good point, is that when you start a job, you don't get benefits for 90 days. That company is not going to say, we know you're going to stay around. We're going to give you all the things with just you signing up day one.
I get that.
But I'm not saying 90 days makes sense, like, in real life. But the premise is, you don't give away the benefits when you don't know, like,
why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free.
Right.
I get it. I'm just saying, sometimes you get swept up in the moment and you think that this person isn't an actual asshole, and maybe they are.
Right.
Joke's on me.
Also, though, I do think in your case, I will say the story I'm going with and that I believe is that he really did like you and had a great time with you because of obviously how he was acting. I do think he got freaked out. I do think that he is new to the city and has a new like career, like a fledgling career. He's also younger, not equipped to deal with many things at the same time, and probably is like, you know what? I need to focus on my job right now, which is so easily going to be taken away from me if I lose track, and I'm lucky enough to have it.
I think you're right, Jen.
And I don't have time right now to even be concerned with this because I cannot handle all of this at one time.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
If you knew more details, Sammy, you'd probably agree, and I think you're right, but, you know.
But, you know, I think the bottom line is this. Don't do anything that you don't want
to
do.
I wanted and to do it.
No, I know. I know. But then you had to consider the fact that it may not last.
There is that element of, if I do this and it doesn't work out, will I be upset?
Exactly.
I'm not. Look, I haven't physically cried about it, but I'm not happy about it. But yeah,
no one's ever happy when this happens. It's a fucking shitty feeling.
It is.
All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for your advice.
Next, exactly a week from today, you're going to be
that's
on the show,
right? I'll be back.
Guest co-hosting, which would be cool.
I know. I'm excited.
And you'll be back on the 12th, but on the show on the 13th, right? Yeah.
Wednesday.
Because you're going to be in Miami till the 12th.
Yep.
That'll be awesome.
Yep.
All right, Lauren, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you for having me.
Always trying to solve your problems for you.
You helped.
We'll continue.
Yeah, that's right. I'm here for it.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Jen, thank you as always.
Of course. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.